Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, DeltParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, I got an interesting experience I want to share with you today. I'm going to call this one Golden Calves and Golden Teeth. Yeah, let's talk about this. As I make this audio, I'm sitting by that beautiful lake. I put the picture on the article, and I need to tell you a sad tale. I had an interesting experience witnessing today, and I wanted to share it with you. Met someone, reminded me how man likes to make up his own false ways, his own false gods. Let me read you this scripture, then I'll tell you about the men I met. Exodus 32, 1 through 4. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, make us gods which shall go before us, for as for this Moses, the man brought us out into the land of Egypt, we want not what has become of him. And Aaron said unto them, break off the golden earrings which are in your ears, and your wives, and your sons, and your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people broke off their golden earrings which were in their ears, and brought them up to Aaron. And he received them in their hand, and they fashioned it with a graving tool. After he had made them a molten calf, they said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. You catch that? The Israelites were so fickle and so hard-hearted and so much wanting to do their own ways. Soon as Moses didn't come back on time, they had Aaron make up golden calves. Hard-hearted, wanted their own way. You know, you laugh at that, but not much has changed today. Technology, maybe, but beyond that, not much has really changed. So let me tell you my story. So we rolled into a new town, and I saw a young man in a car, and he was playing some worldly music, acting all goofy and silly, and he was dressed worldly and vile. And he saw my gospel signs, and he yelled out, hey man, I love Jesus. So that was really nice. And as I got closer to him, I saw that there was another man in the van or in the car with him. And I asked them, hey, that's great, you love Jesus. Have you repented? And have you come out of the world and all the false ways to follow Christ in spirit and truth? He looked at me, and they both looked at me, and he smiled, and I saw both of them had mouths full of golden teeth. You've ever seen people? Every tooth, shiny gold. Yeah, it made me think of the golden calf. And both the men looked at me and started shaking their heads, and they said, no, man, no, you don't need to do nothing to follow Jesus. And I said, oh, that's not true, and I offered them a gospel card. I said, let's talk. And they ignored me, shook their heads, and they just drove off. Didn't show love for God, didn't show a desire for his truth, didn't show love for us, but they say they love Jesus, obviously of the world and of their flesh. You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of this verse right here, Romans 1, 16 through 22. Paul says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew and also to the Greek. For wherein is the righteousness of God? It was revealed from faith to faith. It is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became as fools. Yeah, it reminded me of those two young men and the golden calves. They think they're cool. They think they're hip. They think they got it going on with their mouths full of golden teeth, saying they love this fake Jesus. And it really made me sad, because either some false teacher, some denomination that they're part of, or their own corrupt, fleshly, twisted way of reading Scripture and avoiding the truth, has got them convinced that they can live in all this carnality and foolishness, immodesty and adornment and making up their own way, and they could still be of a holy God. No, it is not so. They rejected the truth of God. They rejected God's people. They drove off. And you know what? Such is the life of a street preacher. Most will not listen. That is so true. But we go because we glorify God in doing it, and a few will listen. And we know this, that God's word never goes out void. So consider that, will you? Golden calves, way back when, making up their own gods, their own images. Has anything really changed all that much? You got people making golden teeth. You got people doing denominations. You got people making up pagan man-made holidays, Christmas and Easter. You got people living their lives the way they want, dressing the way they want, talking the way they want, acting the way they want. Think about that. Has anything really changed all that much? You know, it's a newsflash. Maybe you yourself are keeping man-made traditions, denominations made of man, those pagan holidays. Maybe you're making up those golden things in your own life, golden calves, golden teeth, or traditions that are not of God. Something to consider. You know, if you want to worship God, Jesus said in John 4:24, it must be done in spirit and in truth. If you do it in anything less, keeping your own ways, false traditions, anything not ordained of God, you're doing it all in vain. Hey, this is Brother Jim. I hope this experience I had maybe gets you to test yourself. What are you doing in vain? What's not of the Father? Do you even know the Scriptures enough to know the truth of God? Test yourself, will you? We love you all. We offer DontPerish.com, our teaching blog, loaded with articles, audios, videos, sisters' blogs to encourage you in the faith. Don't be darkened. Don't be foolish. Don't be vain. Repent and obey the gospel. Yeah, you'll find that on every page of our website as well. We love you all. Till next time, got to get down the gospel road. Preaching, teaching, lifting up Christ crucified, the biblical Savior. And the only way to follow him is repent, come out of the world, come out of man-made religion, be born again because of his shed blood and his resurrection. Obey him in holiness and endure to the end. Hey, till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.